Today I've decided to take a trip to a popular section of the local area. I wondered about the number of examples of energy produced along the electromagnetic spectrum I could find. But before we get into any of that, let's go ahead and review a little bit about the electromagnetic spectrum and the different types of waves. Number one, electromagnetic waves have different frequencies. So what does this mean? This means that the higher the frequency, the shorter the wavelength. The lower the frequency, the longer the wavelength. Number two, radio waves and microwaves have long wavelengths and low frequencies. Radio waves are converted into sound and pictures. Microwaves are used in radar devices and cell phone transmission towers. Number three, infrared, visible, and UV light have mid-range wavelengths and frequencies. Infrared waves are given off by warm objects. Have you heard of night vision and what it's for? What about the food you're trying to cook in the microwave right now? Perhaps you need a way to stay warm. Any ideas on what kind of objects can produce some heat? Did you know that the sun was the source of most visible light? The rest we get from bioluminescence, like in fireflies and jellyfish, and human technology, like light bulbs. Visible light is the part of the spectrum that we can see. It's also called color of light. I wonder, since it's called color of light, if we can still see color without a light source. Visible light allows you to see the colors of objects by absorbing certain light waves and reflecting others. The human eye can only pick up red, green, and blue. Your brain helps you to identify the mixtures of these three. UV can't be seen but has the power to destroy human tissue. Ever wonder why they put the nail tools in the salon under a light? That's one way to kill the bacteria on the equipment. The same is done with food. Number four, X-rays and gamma rays have shorter wavelengths and high frequencies. I'm sure you're familiar with X-rays and how they work, but what about gamma rays? Gamma rays have a nasty habit of killing normal cells and causing cancer cells to grow. However, they can be used in moderation to treat illnesses. So why don't you join me on a trip to find waves in the city? Well, I've come across several places with examples of radio waves. What do you think they all have in common? The electronics section. If you go into Kmart, Walmart, Best Buy, Blockbuster, Radio Shack, and Target, they all have TVs and cell phones around. These devices thrive on radio waves so that we can see and hear what's going on in that football game between LSU and Alabama. Uh-oh. Microwaves in action. Someone just got pulled over for not realizing that the speed limit went from 55 to 45 on a stretch of 278. The cop's radar transmits microwaves and receives reflections of waves from the car as it's aimed in order to measure its speed. Infrared waves are also known as heat rays. If you stop in any of the restaurants around here, you'll see them. BK, Mickey D's, Wendy's, O'Charlie's, Texas Roadhouse Grill, and Chili's, just to name a few. Since it's the daytime, I guess there would be no need for anyone to hide out here just to use night vision. Oh well. UV damages your skin and eyes, so if you stop in Ross or Kohl's, you might find a nice stylish pair of shades to protect your eyes. Target and Walmart have lotions that help protect your skin from the same rays. UV is also good for sterilization of medical equipment. Remember the nail salon? In fact, your dental office has this type of technology. Have you heard of a little sun being good for your body? Well, it's true. UV helps your body produce much needed vitamin D to stay healthy. So go on out there and have some fun, but be safe. X-rays are absorbed by bone, hard tissue, so that medical experts can make a diagnosis. The women's clinic, pediatric office, dental office, podiatry office, all have X-ray rooms in order to do this. Too much exposure could lead to cancer. So even if you don't have Superman's powers, a lead vest will always do the trick. Gamma rays can affect all parts of the body, soft and hard tissue, and cause cancer due to overexposure, but can also heal when used in moderation, as I've said before. These are all the waves of the electromagnetic spectrum, and all of these waves are transferred through radiation, something we've talked about in our earlier unit on energy. So as you can see, each one plays a special role in our city and human life.